Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Martin Avila. Martin is the CEO of RightForge, a full-service technology infrastructure company who's trying to reclaim liberty online in America. Martin, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the good work that you're doing. You were talking to us earlier about creating a parallel universe, a parallel backbone that would not allow Google or Amazon to cancel anybody. You got 100 installations around the world, you said. Can we? Yep. Is there any way we could support you with our activity? I mean, how do we know? How do we direct our traffic toward you?
Well, I mean, it's going back to realizing what the internet actually is, and knowing if you have a website, where it's hosted matters. And you could be hosted on AWS, you could be hosted on Google, you could be hosted on IBM services, Microsoft services, all the big tech infrastructure. we're providing an easy alternative. I mean,
All right. Let me stop you for a second. I have my own hosting. I do my own hosting. I do my own email hosting. I host my own website. I don't do anything with Amazon. Do anything with Google. Zero with any of those companies from a technology standpoint. I do it all myself. I practice what
and
I preach.
And you own those servers.
Yes. Yes. And I practice what I preach.
Great.
Could we contact you about hosting? So for example, let's say that I wanted to get out of the hosting business, and I was looking for somebody. I would contact you, and I'd host it with you instead of Amazon. That's your business model?
That's exactly it. We have all the machines. We have, and we can deploy, we can distribute across all of our hosts, so you don't have a single point of failure. That's really the key there, and that's their public cloud environments. We have that. We have private cloud options for large enterprises, and we can distribute you there's no single point of failure, but that's essentially what we are. It's a giant network of what you're doing for yourself, where we can provide to any small business and a large enterprise. I mean, we're growing so fast. We've got a ton of people who are reaching out. We're small business folks, and we're getting them onboarded as quickly as we can. But we're also doing pretty massive enterprises who are interested in they see the vulnerabilities that they have.
If nothing else, a redundant path, right?
Precisely. And a lot of publications are talking to us, and currently migrating. And so it's been great. We've just got a lot of work ahead of us, and
Are you raising capital?
Yeah, we sure are. We sure are. We've got a in order to grow the team, we're working with a few capital folks and bringing lots of capital in, and continue to bring capital in to build up the team and build up the services and build up the products to continue to service the enormous demand that we're seeing.
This is part of what Amazon and Google have done. Most people don't realize how they control the backbone. Because of their, while they were helping us with search, while they were helping us sell us books, helping sell books and other products, they were building out this parallel universe of control of the backbone, weren't they, Martin?
Well, I mean, they make the internet easy, right? You never actually have to interface with the backbone.
Right.
You just use the apps. You don't know where your stuff is in the internet, but there's a lot of the internet out there that still actually does interface with server infrastructure, and that's where Parler comes in. They deployed to servers, and then they introduced a product.
Are you going to be hosting Parler? Is Parler with you guys now?
I can't speak to that. So we've had conversations.
Will Parler come back? Is Parler back now?
I don't know. I can't really speak to there.
And Martine, I got to wrap it. Give us your website, please.
Yep. It's rightforge.com.
Rightforge.com. And people can contact you, call you up and say, let's do business.
That's right. We're right there.
Will you come back? Talk to us again.
Of course.
Thank you for being
here.
Martine Avila, ladies and gentlemen. Avila is how you spell his last name. Check them out, folks. We need to support people like this. This is important to the future of America. These little projects like this, and hopefully it'll become a big project. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.